This is TWiT.
Let's talk some about these Lenovo smart clock, the best connected home product. How about that? This is a Google assistant clock, right?
I think that ties very neatly, actually, into what we were talking about privacy. To your point, Leo, I think that the companies like you are still figuring out the best way around this. And at some level right now, they seem to be sort of acknowledging it, but not really rolling out full-fledged plans to deal with this. So with the Lenovo smart clock, it's very similar to the Google Home Hub. And Google's take on privacy here is that, hey, we understand your concern. We're not going to build cameras into these things.
I love it that the Home Hub doesn't have a camera. I think that's great.
Exactly. So compared to the Facebook portal, which we shan't even talk about, and the Amazon Echo Show, right? These things have cameras built into them. Google's little piece of privacy play is to be like, hey, we don't have a camera into this on these things, and you can have this hard switch for your microphone.
But do they need a camera when they have the phone in my pocket?
Right. Wait, in Google, in the Google small devices, but the Lenovo and the JBL smart displays
do have cameras.
Yeah. So it's important to...
The Google Home Hub doesn't, and the Google smart clock doesn't. These two devices don't.
I have an Amazon Spot clock, which has a camera in it. So Lisa won't let me put it where it belongs, which is on my bedside table.
Nothing goes into my bedroom that has a camera or a mic.
Well, that's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah,
not even my phone. My phone does not go into my bedroom. Which I know, that's like, wait, what?
Maybe you want to think about this Lenovo smart clock then, Leo, because it is a clock that doesn't have a camera.
I use my Google Home as a clock all the time. I'm in bed and I go, what time is it? Hey, what time is it? And then I'll say, set an alarm.
And then it turns on
nine.
All the lights because that's what I thought it heard.
Literally every morning, I don't ask Lisa what time it is. I ask my Google Assistant what time it is. So
probably
maybe
for the best.
It's a nice thing to have.
I have one of those old red LED panel clocks right next to my bed.
I don't want any. I don't want lights.
It was so hard to find that. Even in Rome, everything is connected to everything else. I had to go down into the basement and like dig through stuff.
What do you mean everything's connected to everything else?
All the new gear that we get, it's all smart.
Oh, even in Rome.
Even in Rome.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, the smart clock is supposed to be a little bit different from the Home Hub in that it has a different interface, right? It's supposed to be smart enough to dim its screen when it's getting a little later, and then sort of has this interface where it will 30 minutes before you're waking up, alarm start glowing in
Oh, that's cool.
To mimic sunlight, you know, in your room. It's smaller. It's a little bit more intuitive. And if you want to ask for the time or look at your alarms coming up without saying anything, right? Because the Home Hub, you have to kind of interact with it almost with your voice a lot. With the smart clock, the interface is built so that just by swiping a few times, you get to the most key information for your day. You get your calendar events. You get your alarms that you've set. As well as, if you're playing music, you see the card for that and, you know, the weather update and all of that stuff. So, I mean, it feels a little bit like too similar to the Home Hub sometimes to me, but then it has this not watered down, but rethought interface that is supposed to be more appropriate for a bedroom or a more intimate space like that. I think it won our best connected home product.
Yep.
Partly because it is only $80 and is a good way I don't have a clock in my room. Like, I need one. So I'm actually seriously considering getting that.
I'm going to buy one.
Yeah.
I love the Home Hub, by the way. We use it all the time. It's a great photo frame.
But I played with the Lenovo one for about 5 minutes. And I have to say, it is actually a better
clock
than the Home Hub. The Home Hub is too complicated.
No, this is a good clock.
Yeah, no, this is actually,
It's not for sale yet. I just looked. Or is it?
Not yet, but. I believe in spring or later this year.
Q2.
I might get my dates mixed up. There's a lot of products.
I do not blame you.
Pretty much everything
just
from CES is
later
Q2.
This year.
Yeah,
later this year.
Always
Q2, Q3.
Yeah.